I'm your host, Danielle Donovan, and you are listening to 5-Minute Fridays, a 5-minute pep talk and boost of inspiration to take with you into your weekend. Today, we are talking with beauty expert, editor, and entrepreneur, Elise Tabin, all about appropriate skincare and products to use at every age. Elise, I would love for you to talk about the products that you should use in your teens and tweens versus 20s to 30s to 40s and beyond, because there are so many myths and misconceptions out there. I'd love to hear your take.
There is so much right now, especially with all the tweens and teens on TikTok using inappropriate skincare products. It's like the story of the moment. So when people ask me what should their tween or teen use, I always say rule number one, figure out their skin type. You want to know what products are most appropriate for them based off their skin type. Meaning if your skin is dry, use products that are made for dry skin. If it's acne prone and oily, use products that are made for acne prone and oily skin. And you really want to stick with that so you don't cause problems and end up with dryness when you have oily skin and breakouts when you have dry skin. So that's rule number one. Number two is that teens and tweens do not need to be using all these ingredients that they're seeing everywhere and that a lot of their friends might be using, like vitamin C, retinol, peptides, really harsh abrasive scrubs and acids. It's such a no-no. Their skin is so young and it's still developing and it's just not necessary. Plus, they don't have a lot of the issues that those products are made for. So if you're using something for hyperpigmentation and you have no hyperpigmentation on your skin, it's completely null and void. Not to mention that a lot of those ingredients that work for these problems that we have as we get into our 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, they're expensive ingredients, meaning that the product itself is expensive. So an 8-year-old or a 16-year-old does not need to be using an $85 serum. It's just not necessary. What I do tell all of the tweens and teens and moms of tweens and teens out there when they ask me, hey, what should I be buying for my child that's appropriate? And they want to get into skincare, but I kind of don't know where to start. I always tell them to start with the basics, which is a cleanser, spot treatment if they break out and they need it, a very light moisturizer that's made for their skin, and a sunscreen. Those are like the basics. From there, anything else is like a cherry on the top. There might be some products that they like to use, like a toning mist. And as long as, again, it's compatible with their skin and it doesn't contain any unnecessary ingredients, fine. Sheet masks are fine. Every once in a while, if they want to use, you know, an eye cream because their eyes are feeling like a little bit dry or just really puffy from maybe a late night of studying, okay. But you just need to really stick to the basics. That's why we made Twish. We just wanted to make sure that we were creating products that really serve the needs of this younger demographic who's so into skincare and it's not going away. Like they are going to have skincare routines for the rest of their life. So they might as well start with the fundamentals and build up from there. As you get older, we start seeing more issues on our skin. We start seeing fine lines and wrinkles, loss of collagen and elastin, hyperpigmentation, signs of sun damage. That's where your heavy hitters really come into play. Once you start seeing them, when you get into your mid to late 20s, we're losing collagen at a rate of about 1% a year once we hit 25. The signs of all the sun damage done onto our skin when we're younger start to appear once we get into our late 20s and 30s, which is why sunscreen is so important as a child and as a teen and tween. And that's when you want to start using some of your more corrective ingredients and products. So it really becomes a game of let's get the basics underway when they're young and then as needed, add in additional products and ingredients when the problem really arises. There's no reason, there's no like logic behind thinking, oh, if I use a retinol at 13 years old, I'm just going to completely negate any signs of wrinkles because your body is still going to age and your skin's going to still age. And we can't completely stop aging, but we can do what we can do to help limit it. But there's a time and a place, and it does not need to be done when you're a teenager or a tween.
Amazing. Such good tips. And I think just a good realization for people because I think they might think the more they do, the better it is. Not true. Less is more. Mm-hmm. And then so as you get older, what are those key products that you recommend then as you age and your skin ages?
So as you get older and you start to see more signs of aging on your skin, you're definitely going to want to invest in a good sunscreen. I say that's always rule number one. I also like an at-home exfoliator a couple times a week. Nothing too abrasive. There's some great ones out there from Babor and Dr. Serum that are enzyme-based, so they come out as a powder. You add a little bit of water to it, and it still has a little bit of a foaming effect. There's also another one that's an AHA, BHA exfoliator gel cleanser from Skin Medica that you can use. It's so gentle, you can use it like on a daily basis. But you can also use products that have vitamin C when you get a little bit older, antioxidants, things like alpha-arbutin and kojic acid and lactic acid are all great ways to help lighten some of that discoloration that we all get, which just happens. I mean, we're outside, we're exposed to pollution and environmental aggressors and sun damage and all of this. So those are great. Retinol is also a great ingredient to add in once you get to a certain age, not necessary as a teen or tween, but once you start really seeing some changes in your skin and you're like, oh, it's not as firm as it used to be. It just doesn't look the same way. Also, a lot of these like brightening agents are great to use once you start to see like a lackluster complexion and your skin just doesn't have like that glowy effect anymore. And when you put on your makeup, it just looks like really dull and everything looks like kind of like flat. Anything that has a little bit of a light reflecting agent in there. So like pearl pigments are great for that. There's some great products from Alpen Beauty, one of my favorite brands out there. And they have some really fabulous ingredients that they put into their products that just give you like a really nice natural glow. And I think it's really all about just changing your products as your skin ages, because what we need at 13 versus what we need at 33 versus 53 changes because our skin changes, our body changes. And other thing, besides skincare, don't forget to take care of your hair too, because that changes as well.
Yes. Products and change your products as you age and change. Such good advice. Elise, you are truly a wealth of information and true beauty expert. There you guys have it. 5 Minute Friday. To connect with me, I'm over on Insta at @thesquad_co, and we'll link all of Elise's info and company in the show notes. Cheers and happy Friday.